operation looks to be almost flawless, except for the helicopter deal.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And if I just may say something about your exchange with Mike Scheuer, Bill, I think the reason bin Laden stayed there so long was very straightforward. He was a prisoner in a gilded cage. The Pakistani ISI had him there. He wasn't free to go. They were, in my view, keeping him there until they needed him. So it was a gentle imprisonment.
Well, that's a Wait, that's a pretty startling charge you're making now, so I want to challenge and have you back it up. You're saying that the Pakistani intelligence apparatus not only knew he was there, but kept him there, that he couldn't leave for their own purposes. That's what you're saying? How can you back that up?
Well, I am saying, I worked with the Pakistanis at least briefly in the 90s. I've followed them for a long time. And there is no way the Inner Services Intelligence Agency, the Pakistani CIA plus equivalent, didn't know where this guy was. They just had to know. So it's, there is no doubt that the ISI knew he was there and helped him. It is my supposition that they probably, he wasn't free to go, that they were, the deal was he had to stay there and they'd protect him. Now, back to the operation, which was absolutely brilliant. The most interesting aspect of it to me, apart from the incredible professionalism and proficiency, was the way the administration spinning the helicopter that had a mechanical malfunction and which the SEALs destroyed instead of leaving it on the ground. They said, well, they didn't want Al-Qaeda to get the top secret technology. That's nonsense. The Al-Qaeda guys near that helicopter were dead. They destroyed that helicopter because they didn't want the Pakistanis to get the technology, because the Pakistanis would have shared it with their real buddies, the Chinese, who would have reversed engineered it. This is a very complex operation.
The whole thing runs on three levels, Colonel Hunt.